Yes, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. This is Paul Waldmiller with Black Rebel Regiment Radio with the news you can use, we can all use. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the podcast today. Another day that the Lord has made, August 14th, 2019. We're just about officially in the middle of August of 2019. Before you know it, oh, please don't say it, Thanksgiving, then Christmas and New Year's will soon be upon us. Well, for kids that just started school, for many of them, they can't wait till, well, they're going to have their time off. So, I don't know. Kids are different today. Maybe kids today in America, across America, they enjoy school. I never did. Most of the kids I hung out with many, many decades ago, they hated school as well. Let's just be honest. Anyway, welcome to the show, my friends. Welcome to the podcast. We're so grateful for you. If you're a brand new listener, you're saying, Paul Waldmiller, Black Rebel Regiment Radio, the news you can use. What is that all about? Well, it's simple. It's simple. We just share the news with you with a biblical perspective. That's right, a biblical perspective. No, not a religious perspective. You know, Jesus of the Bible hated religion. Look it up. God of the Bible hates religion. Religion is from the devil. Religion is all man-made garbage. I'm talking about the Bible. That's right, B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Yeah, don't send me any emails I can't sing, I already know. But look, it's pretty easy, it's pretty simple. Hey, we get to know Jesus, we get to know his word, and hey, we can see great things like Bible prophecy. I see on social media, more and more people are saying, what happened to when I was growing up, it was like this, or what has happened to our world? It's gone crazy. It's gone loco. Or I see things posted regarding Bible prophecy specifically and asking, why don't people see what's really going on or the causation of the problems that we suffer in the United States, Canada, the EU, all around the world? Why can't they see it? Well, they're blinded to the truth. They have seared consciences. That's what the Bible tells us. God has turned them over to their sin. They will not repent. And that's why we see an increase in violence and hatred and anger, domestic violence, false allegations of domestic violence and rape, all sorts of sick and twisted things, the acceptance of transgenderism, homosexuality, sodomy, pedophilia and murder, rape. It's just a sick world in which we live, and it's getting sicker by the minute. The good news is that Jesus Christ of the Bible came to rescue us individually from those things. And I'm excited because I just know by reading my Bible anyways, and I don't know, maybe you need a little blowing action, blow the dust off the cover off of your Bible, open that thing up and read it for yourself. Jesus is returning soon. And I'm glad. I'm glad he has not left me hopeless. I'm so glad that he has not left me helpless. Because, my friends, it's going to get wackier. Yes, it is. It's going to get wackier. And when Jesus comes for his church, for what I believe the Bible says is the rapture of the church, taking us up, those that belong to him, at some point he's going to take us out of here. And then the appearance of the Antichrist through the chaos is going to come into being. And that's a bad thing. That'll be the beginning of the years, the 7 years of tribulation. It's going to be literal hell on earth. And if you're a Christian, oh boy, if you're a new Christian, you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you finally come to realize after your relatives or your friends or whoever has truly given their heart to Christ. Side note, we were not taken by space aliens, or it was not Al Gore and his junk science, earth warming, or whatever you want to call it, global warming. It was Jesus who came back. And hopefully you hear this and you'll remember this. If you don't make Jesus, you're not going up with us. And you'll be stuck here on earth with the Antichrist. And you'll have to make a decision. And you will see an increase in lots and lots of bad things happening. Don't believe me? Check it out. Most of that stuff is in the book of Revelation. Most of it. Not all of it. You can even go back and study the Old Testament where it talks about Bible prophecy. I mean, if you go to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah was given by God the words of the coming of Jesus, his time. I mean, look at chapters 54 through 57 specifically in the book of Isaiah. Talks about Jesus, talks about his being born, what it would be like, his what he would do, and his death, the kind of death that he would suffer. I mean, it's specific, folks. It's not just this stuff that, you know, you can say, well, yeah, that could apply to anybody. Nope. If you read the Bible, there's no, unless you're in denial, lots of people are in denial, you know, when they're alcoholics or drug addicts or have psychological problems, they won't see it or can't see it. You know, I mean, there are folks like that, but if you have a normal mind, you'll be able to read it and see it plainly for what it is. But anyways, here on this program, what we do, we share the news you can use with a biblical perspective. And again, this is also August 14th, 2019. Why don't we go ahead and start with the news that you can use. This first article is from abcnews.go.com. Over 100 tires slashed in Orthodox Jewish community, police say. Now, this was in New York City. This is several days ago. I've been pointing this out in the program as of late. Not only is there a rapid increase of anti-Christianity or anti-Christian sentiment, there is much anti-Jewishness or anti-Semitism as well. Let me read you some of the article. More than 100 tires have been slashed in predominantly Orthodox Jewish community in New Jersey in recent days, according to authorities there. All the vehicles targeted in Lakewood Township, New Jersey, were owned or driven by Jewish people. The incidents are being investigated as bias crimes, police told ABC New York City station WABC. So, I shared with you just yesterday about an article how the EU, the European Union, is wants to label all Jewish products, label it as being Jewish. Oh, why would you do that? Why would you care? If it came from Israel or a person who is Jewish, why would you need to do that? I'm telling you, it's getting hot and heavy. Here's an opinion piece from the Wall Street Journal. You know, I don't share a lot of articles from the Wall Street Journal, but here's one. You're going to want to definitely check out. The trade war hits China where it hurts. The stock market actually soared yesterday, if you didn't pay attention. Some people don't, obviously. They don't trade stocks, bonds, futures, and so on. But many Americans do kind of pay attention. They have a 401k, you know, retirement plan that includes stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and the like. But the stock market soared back after a couple days of losing because China said they were not going to immediately retaliate against the United States with new tariffs that were scheduled to go, I believe, September 1st, but they're going to postpone it until September 15th. So perhaps President Trump has put enough pressure on China to kind of back off. I think it's a culmination, just in my opinion, a culmination of things. If you're paying attention, if you're definitely paying attention, we definitely know China is preparing to invade Hong Kong, and they don't like it. The Chinese Communist government, which is a terrorist regime, we pretty much all know that. They probably want favor from Donald Trump not to interfere once the Chinese government, the communist government, invades Hong Kong. I hope that President Trump doesn't sit back and is quiet about it. I mean, he's been saying something, but I think we need to do more. Definitely more. Do more. This next article is from WREG.com. Mississippi baby was stabbed, burned in oven, was laid to rest. I'm going to be sharing, as you've been noticing if you've been listening to this podcast, more and more children, unfortunately, are being murdered by their biological mothers, parents, or others. Let me read to you from some of this article. Clarksdale, Mississippi, loved ones came together Saturday to honor the short life of a baby who died after being stabbed and put into a hot oven alive. Investigators say Carolyn Jones, age 48, stabbed her 20-month-old granddaughter, Royalty Floyd, last month, then put her in a hot oven to die. My friends, I say it often as well. Children, the disabled, and the elderly are the most susceptible in America to being harmed. We need, as Christians especially, we need to protect those that cannot protect themselves. Here's an article from PIX11.com. This is more news coming out of New York City, and the title of this article is Another New York Police Department Officer Has Died by Suicide. This is the eighth in 2019. I've shared from since the fifth or the sixth suicide, there's a rash of suicides going on. My advice to all Americans, do not. Now, you may think this may not sound correct, but stick with me here. Do not become a police officer. And I tell you that because, number one, I'm a former law, was employed formerly in law enforcement. When you take on the position of being a police officer, you take an oath to swear and defend the United States Constitution. However, the reality of it is you're not going to do that. You're going to have to make a choice to listen to your supervisor and your paycheck or the Constitution. And the vast majority of cops in this country are forced with the dilemma. You either enforce the Constitution with, or you choose to follow your paycheck by enforcing unconstitutional laws by the thousands, whether it's family law, traffic law, or whatever. And when you put that kind of pressure on a human being to have to make decisions, ungodly, wicked decisions, or make godly decisions, to get a paycheck or not get a paycheck, that's going to put that pressure on a person, and this is why we see the suicide rate. New York City is, it's like our border agents are on the southern border. They quit by the hundreds every year. They quit the job because they're babysitters. Our border patrol are not arresting people. They're babysitters. That's all that they are. They bring them into the country. They allow them in the country. Instead of protecting Americans, they're forced to enable illegal aliens and criminals and rapists and human and sex traffickers. So that's why you see people quit. My friends, you're better off not being involved in law enforcement. If you want laws enforced, if you want the Constitution enforced, my suggestion is this. You get together and start your own group, your own militia, your own volunteer deportation force. You do that. You get together with some family, some friends, some neighbors, and you get yourselves involved. Buy yourself some weapons. Buy yourself some handguns, some nylon zip strips, some vehicles like a used school bus. Paint it orange or green or whatever. and start going around and arresting people, especially illegal aliens, and drive them down. Put your money where your mouth is. Drive them to the Mexican border and dump them off. Because the Border Patrol, ICE, USCIS, they're not doing their job. They're not protecting citizens. That's why we see continually cops in New York City and around the country, they will not arrest. They're not allowed to arrest or participate. Many police are not allowed to participate and enforce the law to protect Americans. So thus, you know, we have these illegal or aliens that may have been arrested for a DWI or a rape or something, and the police departments don't hold these illegal aliens over for ICE to pick up, and they go on the street, rape, murder, kill someone else. This is a major issue. If all you're going to do, listen carefully, and I know some of you will probably get offended, but if all you're going to do is whine, piss, and moan, you're not going to get anything done. And you and or your family member may be next. Don't say it can't happen, because it does happen, and it happens every single day. I'm looking at the time, my friends, and we are already deep into our podcast, so we're going to break here for our first commercial break. Please stand by. My friends, did you know, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? That's right, you can do so if you have an organization, a church, and or a business. That's right, you can advertise with us several ways. First way, obviously, is on air. We will give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us if you have a business, a church, or an organization. That's one way. Another way to advertise with us is on our website. That's right, we have a wonderful website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com. No dots, no dashes. blackroberegimentradio.com. You can visit that website later on, please, and you'll see where we have several places available for you to advertise. You can put up a link, your business, organization, or church name, some information. It'd be wonderful for you. Get yourself some more business, organization, advertise your church if you wish to. Also, everyone, please, later on, after the podcast, visit blackroberegimentradio.com. Please visit us at our store. That's right, we're selling t-shirts and my book, wonderful Bible study tool, whether individual or group. It is a wonderful book entitled, Dear God, Where is My Justice? That's right, a wonderful, wonderful book. I do say so myself, because I've had some positive feedback from readers. Yes, indeed. And again, if you wish to advertise with us, email me and write in the header of the email, fees or rates, whatever you choose. And my email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Now back to the news we can all use. Here's an article I'd like to share with you from Time.com. Why exonerations of falsely accused are reaching historic levels. You know, it's a pretty good article. I'm not saying it's great, but it is good. And I'll read just a little bit of the article to you. For the third year in a row, the number of exonerations in the United States has hit a record high. A total of 166 wrongly convicted people whose convictions date as far back as 1964 were declared innocent in 2016, according to a report from the National Registry of Exonerations released Tuesday. On average, there are now over 3 exonerations per week, more than double the rate in 2011. You can go on to read that. America has a big problem with false allegations. Since 1861, this country, the United States, has not used or utilized the United States Constitution. You have bits or pieces. I shouldn't say not, but I should say not the entire U.S. Constitution. We have bits and pieces that are used. Most Americans now wouldn't know the Constitution being used if it was bitum in the you-know-what, the gluteus maximus. I could say that. Most Americans, I know, but most Americans don't know. So instead, in our courtrooms, and it's not just family courts, which are unconstitutional in of themselves, but all courts, criminal courts as well, we use feminist jurisprudence. We do not use American constitutional jurisprudence. You know the old phrase, innocent before proven guilty. You know that, but we don't do that. That's why we have states that have passed red flag laws. You know about red flag laws. That's right. Depending on the state, a teacher, a citizen, a family member, a cop, whoever, can just say, well, I believe this person is dangerous, and without a warrant, without facts, without evidence, can go into a person's house and take their weapons, and then a hearing is held to see from a judge whether the person is competent to have weapons or not. That is not what the United States Constitution says in our Bill of Rights. What does the Second Amendment tell us? Second Amendment at the very end of the Second Amendment, which has to do with owning firearms, tells us that our right to own firearms shall not be infringed. Period. End of sentence. There is no red flag laws. And as far as lying goes, well, you know, American jurisprudence is if you lie, you go to jail. But unfortunately, this whole thing of all women should be believed has been going on for 40, 50 years. And the ABA, or the Bar Association, has been making billions of dollars in raking in billions of dollars in profiting. And not only, again, in family law, but by putting inmates in jail. That's right, by putting falsely accused, mostly men, in jail. It's sick. It's sick. And you know, there's an old saying, once you're in the system, they got you. It's hard, it's difficult to get you out of the system. And the proof of the pudding is this. For years, there have been many inmates, those that have been convicted of crimes, who have DNA to prove their innocence. For years, their lawyers, whether pro bono or whomever, go into court and try to get another trial to introduce DNA evidence to prove their innocence. And the prosecutors and the judges deny it. Now, let me ask you. Why on God's green earth, if there was a chance, a good chance that someone was innocent and sitting in a jail, that a judge or a lawyer, a prosecutor, or anyone would not want that evidence presented? Why? Why on God's green earth? I'll tell you why. Because it all comes down to money. It comes down to money. If Americans only woke up to the fact that we have a major problem with our justice system. You know, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance here, and we say justice for all, that, my friend, is a lie. Let's move on to another article, shall we? This is from Variety.com. Teenage dream, quote unquote, co-star accuses Katy Perry of sexual misconduct. Excellent article. I'm going to leave that up to you. Again, it's through Variety, and it talks about abuse. It talks about false allegations. So it's a very good article. Here's another article. This one is from my friend, your friend perhaps too, from KMET Radio, Mr. David Levine. He writes about the shooting yesterday, Riverside chip killer Aaron Luther. Five facts you should know. If you didn't hear, there was a chip officer from California. He pulled over someone, and I guess they, from my understanding anyways, The officer wanted to impound the vehicle. I don't know for what reason. You know how our Constitution reads about traffic laws. There are no such thing as traffic laws. But anyways, the man in the, you know, got pulled over, shot and killed the cop, and shot at a few others, and he died in the shootout. Here's another article from YellowhammerNews.com. Roy Moore rails against sodomy, transgender, and military during DeKalb County appearance. Good on Judge Roy Moore. Thank you, Judge Roy Moore, for standing up for truth. Next article is from the FreeThoughtProject.com. 7-year-old autistic boy cuffed, kidnapped by police, held for 6 days for acting out in school. Where do I go with that? Where do I go with that? We have abusive cops. We have kids that are being abused. We have children who are acting out violently. No Jesus, no peace. And I have to leave it there because of lack of time. Next article. This comes to us a little international news. Now a little bit of news that's been popping up since last evening. From Australia, a young man was yelling Allahu Akbar, which it means the Muslim God is great. And by the way, the Muslim God is not the same as the Jewish or Christian God, just so you know. Allah is a moon god, not the God of the Bible. But in any case, he went and he stabbed and killed a young lady and stabbed a few others. And there was a live, not a live video, but somebody recorded it. Some of it, and because Australians pretty much have very, very strict gun laws, it took a bunch of men to jump on this Muslim who stabbed these people, killed a young lady, held him down with a milk crate over his head. These men were not armed. Had they been armed, they would have been able to prevent this man from stabbing others. But that's what happens when you live in a society where you're not allowed to protect yourself. Well, yeah, you can use a milk crate. Sick, disgusting. Australians, I don't know if you'll ever wake up. I don't know if we'll wake up here in America, but that's a big story from yesterday. And yeah, we still have time to share a little bit more. JTA.org. This article reads, more than 100 tires. Oh, I read that one already. I'm sorry. This one is from thesun.co.uk. Jeffrey Epstein listed 301 Brits in Prevert's little black book found by FBI. Now, is that true? Well, as I shared in yesterday's podcast, last Friday, there were like 1,000 pages released on Epstein in regards to some of who he was carting around and taking to Lolita Island, or Pedophile Island, where famous people, famous rich actors, politicians, judges, lawyers were having sex with children, pedophiles. So is this true? It very well could be. We will probably, in my opinion, we'll probably never, ever find out, especially the Clintons. We will never find out. Next article, another article from PIX11.com. Younger woman attempted to kidnap toddler from hospital emergency room. We see an increase in child kidnappings across the world, not just in the United States, around the world. The appetite by the pedophiles is ferocious. You got to understand something, my friends. Your children, not just my children, you think your children are safe. If you're rich or you're a lawyer or a judge or a cop, your children are not safe either. We need, as Christians, especially Christians, to protect children, the elderly, and the disabled. It's our job. It's our job. Reason.com. In win for due process, American Bar Association voted against affirmative consent. This is a newer article. from yesterday, so I'm going to read a little bit of it. The American Bar Association's House of Delegates. Why would they have a House of Delegates? Are they a government entity? Oh, yes, they are. They think that they are, and they act like they are. And you know that the lawyers, the Bar Association, has filled up all our state and federal legislative seats, all obviously our judiciary on every level, as well as has great influence on what? On the president's office, the governor's office, you know, those offices as well, the executive office. So, anyways, the American Bar Association House of Delegates rejected a resolution to endorse the affirmative consent standard, which holds that an encounter should be considered assault unless each participant obtained a clear yes before every sexual act. Thank God I am not single. With all these false allegations going on out there, it's dangerous, not just for men, but for women too. It's dangerous, and there's a lot of sick, twisted people out there. I'm glad I'm 58 years old. My goodness, if I was in my 20s or even 30s, I'd be very, very concerned. Especially if I was single, that I might be falsely accused. It's horrible. It is horrible. But you know, just because they did, the Bar Association, the terrorist group known as the American Bar Association, didn't pass it this time, doesn't mean it won't be passed next time. Next article from the TeaParty.org. Michael Moore, we must all join U.S. fencer who knelt during national anthem. Why is Michael Moore still in this country? He promised to move out of the country if Donald Trump was elected. Why hasn't he and Oprah and Jane Fonda and all these left-wing nut jobs and these demons, why haven't they deported themselves? Why are they still here? Why didn't they move to Canada as they threatened to? Get out of here, Michael Moore. You're a useless you-know-what. Get out. Enough of this guy. Enough of these people. Enough. Enough is enough. You don't like America? Get out. We need to take America back. We need to make it stronger under Jesus. And Michael Moore, you're obviously not part of the plan. Obviously. You need to just get up and move out. Canada, Justin Trudeau would love to have you. You love everything evil. And you know what? So does he. There you go. All right, looking at the time, it is time once again for our next commercial break. So why don't we pause and do that now? My friends, were you aware if you own an organization, a business, or have a church or part of a church, you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you are able to do that simply by contacting me at paul@brrradio.com. paul@brrradio.com. I will let you know the rates on how you can advertise with us on our website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com. Don't go there now. Or you can advertise with us on air. We'll give you up to 60 seconds to advertise your church, your business, or your organization. It is a very good way to let others know all about your church, organization, or business. That's right. Later, I invite everyone to visit blackroberegimentradio.com. Everyone, please check out our t-shirt page. That's right. We are selling wonderful novelty t-shirts. They are nice and comfortable because they are pre-shrunk cotton for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. We also have our book there, my book there, which is Dear God, Where Is My Justice? A wonderful Bible study tool for those interested in knowing about current events, why things are happening the way they are, and how to get your country and the West back. Amen. Now, back to the news we can all use. Here's a good article. You're going to want to check this out from frontpagemag.com. Marianne Williamson reveals the Democrats are a cult. Well, I'll tell you what. Marianne Williamson is a witch. And there's only one way, according to the Bible, to deal with a witch. Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. There's only one way to deal with a witch or any unrepentant evildoer, as a matter of fact. My friends, if people do not repent from their evilness and wickedness, they have to be put away. And I'll leave it at that. Did you hear about Frito? Oh my goodness. So, you know, I should have probably shared this in the very beginning. It's not really a great news story, and that's why I put it where it was. But I know a lot of people are talking about Frito. Did you check out Chris Cuomo from CNN? That's right. He went on a tirade the other day. Went on a crazy tirade threatening someone because they thought that Chris Cuomo's name was Frito. And Chris Cuomo had a meltdown. Oh, man, he threatened to beat up this guy, beat him up, throw him down, kick his you-know-what. Oh, man, and everybody. It was on video. The whole meltdown was on a video. It was just, if it wasn't so funny, it would be sad. Because Cuomo is nuts. I mean, they're all evil. Mario, his father, who was governor of New York State years ago, he was crazy. He was evil. But his sons, Chris and Andrew, are a thousand times more evil and worse. A thousand. They're both just out there. And anyways, you want to check that out, you go ahead. I'm not going to spend too much time on the Cuomo episode of regarding Frito. I mean, President Trump got down on it. He couldn't resist himself. Anyways, back to the Newsweek and use another article from politicallyslanted.com. Female comedian. Men against abortion will, quote, will never know how good it feels to kill a baby, end quote. This is not funny. This is not funny. This is not comedy. This is not funny. I will read to you some of the article here. Democrats, and more specifically, feminists love themselves some abortion. Dismembering an unborn child is a sacred act. In the House of Liberalism, they will march, picket, and even wearing idiotic hats to defend the medical procedure, end quote. This woman, I'm not going to mention her name. You can find this article. It's up, again, on politicallyslanted.com. But you can find other articles talking about this so-called woman, female comedian, who talks about abortion and somehow is funny. I didn't find it funny when a different comedian a couple years ago had a severed head of Donald Trump with blood dripping. I didn't think that that was funny. And I don't find this funny at all. We have a lot of sick and twisted people in this country. And just like, if I could add, the movie that was just not allowed to be put out called The Hunt, where liberals, Democrats, socialists, communists kidnapped Trump supporters, Republicans, kidnapped them, put them in the middle of the forest or whatever, and then the liberals, Democrats, communists, socialists went out with guns and knives and hunted down these Republicans. That's not comedy. That's not funny. And you know in your heart of hearts that there would have been Democrats, liberals, Democrats, communists, and others, that it would have taken it to heart and actually gone out and started to hunt down Republicans. We live in a very dangerous time, my friends. Next article is toppoverty.org, how child protective services can skip due process. You'll want to educate yourself regarding the dangers to your children. From DCF, Child Protective Services, that's right, another entity, another government entity, unconstitutional government entity. Next article is from WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Network face now wants white people destroyed. Did you see this from WND? This article, It's not that old. It's not that old of an article at all from yesterday. I'll read part of it to you. An MSNBC contributor who previously called for a mob with pitchforks and torches, end quote, to protest outside the home of President Trump's supporter, now wants white people, quote, end quote, destroyed. The media, which is mostly liberal, communist, and social within the America, I would say 99-98% maybe, is liberal and wants to destroy the truth, as well as conservatives, Christians, and Jews. So this, they are ramping up their base, the enemy of God. And if you don't have Jesus, my friends, and weapons with lots of ammunition, you're wrong. Okay, USAtoday.com, not one of my favorite news sites, but this is interesting. The title of this article is Job Fair After ICE Raids. Here's who showed up for coach food plant jobs. It was amazing. Illegal aliens get thrown out or get arrested. There was like 600 of them, and probably most of them didn't return with the ones that were released. I still don't understand why after they were arrested that they were released. But the article reads, Forest, Mississippi. On Monday morning, the parking lot at Wynn Job Center here was full. About 25 to 30 people showed up to apply for jobs at Couch Foods' nearby poultry processing plant. Of those, about an equal number were black, white, or Latino. So you can read that USA Today article, but we're starting to see Americans applying for jobs. And of course, that means that Coach or Coke Brothers processing plant is going to have to pay a higher wage. And that's okay. Pay Americans a higher wage. It's no problem whatsoever. Here's an interesting article for all of you people on Facebook. BusinessInsider.com tells us Facebook has been collecting audio from some voice chats on Messenger and paying contractors to listen in. Oh, yeah. Mr. Zuckerberg, the traitor to the Constitution, has been doing his dirty deeds. I hope and pray that all those people listening in get arrested and perhaps get met up with some angry mobs to haul them into jail. If only you knew what Twitter and these other social media sites do. And speaking of, you can probably find this on Twitter as well as Facebook from Terrence K. Williams. Many of you know that he's a comedian, a African-American comedian, but he has been receiving death threats. He's concerned for his life. And he made it public last night. Well, Terrence, welcome to the club. I've been threatened by a City of Batavia, New York cop via corrupt judges and lawyers. Not that I'm minimizing what's going on for you, Terrence, but you're not alone. Next article, please, is from telegraph.co.uk. Boris Johnson, the U.S. wants a super state just as Hitler did. For those of you that don't pay attention to the EU and what's going on there, I know a lot of Americans don't, but you should. You should definitely be paying attention to what's going on over there in the EU. It is a very evil entity, and no doubt being run, if not currently, but soon to be, by the Antichrist. Very bad. And that's one of many reasons why the UK wants to get out. They want to get out of this EU. Okay, let's see. Next article, YouTube.tv. Muslim prayers take over the streets of downtown Los Angeles. Islam, as I reported to you about Australia with the Muslim that went on a stabbing rampage yesterday. Well, guess what? They have invaded every nation in the West. Every nation. Now, Eastern Europe is somewhat free of Muslims. They're wise to what's going on. But in the West, unfortunately, America, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the EU, have been invaded, purposely invaded by Muslims. And there's big trouble. And you get what you know, if that's what you put in your house, that's what you're going to get. Okay, FoxNews.com, more than 65,000 idiots, I just added that word idiots, but idiots sign online petition to rename street outside Trump Tower after Obama. Well, that's New York City, so that makes complete sense to me because New York City isn't completely filled with idiots, but has a lot of idiots there. So yeah, that makes sense for them. Okay, here's an interesting article, another one, Breitbart.com. Nolte, Chris Cuomo's guns must be red flagged after Frito meltdown. Yeah, you know what? Let's not be hypocrites. That's what Cuomo and the other communists want. They want to destroy America, so tit for tat, let's do it. Let's not be hypocrites. Let's take away his guns. Let's take away his security people. I think that's a really good idea. Let's do that and see how he acts. Let's see what happens. Yes, indeed. All right, let's take our last commercial break for this podcast. We'll do that now. My friends, were you aware? That's right. Were you aware that we do have a opportunity for you if you have an organization, a business, and or a church to advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you certainly do. If you have one of those three or perhaps all three, you can advertise with us several ways. First way is obviously up to 60 seconds for a commercial break here. We'll advertise your business, organization, or church. If you wish to advertise with us instead or in additionally to, we have opportunities for you on our website, which is BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Check out our website later, BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com, to find out the fees or the cost to advertise with us. Simply give me or send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. I'll be happy to get you those rates ASAP. Now, back to the news we can all use. Before the commercial break, I was sharing to you from an article from Breitbart.com. Here's another article from them. Miami University hosts training to rid students of toxic masculinity. The desire by feminists and idiot men, beta men, to ruin the lives of young boys and other men continues. Not this man. Nope. Not this man. That ain't happening. Nope. I'm keeping Jesus. I'm keeping my guns. And you know what? I'm going to keep getting my hands dirty and keep getting my knuckles bloody. I'm not going to give that up. Nope. Not going to do it. All right, well, let's go on to the next article from rollcall.com. Schumer, scumbag Chuck Schumer. He says, use funds to fight gun violence instead of for the border wall. Well, Chuck Schumer, you need to be deported. Pick a country. I think, you know what? I think ISIS-held territory would do you some good. Next article is from the New York Post.com. De Blasio campaign and event draws roughly 15 attendees. Well, you know what? He's loathed in New York City. And for you to be hated in New York City, you got to be a real dirtbag because that city is just loaded with so many liberals. But even the liberals hate him. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Next article is from newsyahoo.com. Immigrant advocates blast Trump's dastardly public benefits policy. If you didn't hear, President Trump did the right thing on Monday. Yes, he did. He did the right thing by saying, hey, if you come here as an immigrant and you at any point while you're holding a green card, you go on public assistance, that you got to be deported. I think that's an excellent idea. You come here, you go ahead, you come here legally, you get a job, and you work. I think that's a very good idea. That's exactly the way it should be. If you ask me, that's the law, how the law is written. That's how it should be applied. Next article, BearingArms.com. North Carolina governor demands passage of gun control bills. No way. This is a new article from yesterday. North Carolina governor, reading the article now, Rory Cooper on Monday, issued a series of directives that he says are designed to bolster the existing background check system in the state and improve access to mental health services, but also called on lawmakers to pass two pieces of gun control legislation, including a, quote, red flag law. Well, hopefully that'll all get defeated. In fact, in Florida, I've learned that there are several bills, one to increase the already unconstitutional red flag laws here in Florida, and another bill to totally dismantle and eliminate the red flag laws here in America, in Florida. So hopefully the latter will win. Okay, okay. Conservativebase.com, immigration cops in San Antonio attacked by gunmen in early morning shooting spree. It's getting harder. It's getting more difficult. A little alert to all of you that, and this is a brand new article from today, you got to understand, ICE and Border Patrol, they're starting to get shot at. That is why we need the American people, we the people, to start our militias, our groups, our volunteer deportation forces. We need to implement them now, like yesterday. The Border Patrol is not going to be able to do their job. We need help in rounding up all these illegal aliens and criminals. We need to be proactive. Absolutely. WoodTV.com, Project One kickoff will include Down Syndrome drag show. Yes, our country is getting more sick and more perverted. Speaking of sick and perverted, I need to finish up. We're quickly running out of time. This is from FoxNews.com. More than 30 members of clergy, religious activists signed letter declaring their church's immigrant sanctuaries, is the report. I warned about this several times in the past, and this is another new article. I want to tell you and warn you that many churches, so-called churches out there, are nothing but cults. My friends, there is nothing in the Bible that allows for invaders. Illegal aliens are called illegal aliens for their reason. They did not ask permission to come into this country. They did not ask permission. They did not have permission. If you somehow believe that when Joseph and Mary, the foster dad and biological mom of Jesus of the Bible, somehow went to Egypt and that they were illegal aliens, you're wrong. You're wrong. Go look up the Roman Empire. Go look up the history. That would be a lie. Okay, you need to understand what the Bible says. Allowing thieves and invaders in this country is not at all biblical. All right, my friends. Well, I see we are out of time. So quickly, I need to say not only goodbye, but I pray and hope that you'll download this podcast each and every day, and that you'll tell others to also download and listen every day as well, Monday through Friday. Thank you again for listening, my friends. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.